Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
You're listening to Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. Okay, smoke on the water there in the background. We're going to save some water with any luck. And a little bit later in this half hour, we're going to talk gardening. LaManda Joy will be here to talk about her latest project. So if you have a gardening question, you might want to get on the line or send us a text to 312-981-7200. But not now. Josina Morita is on a phone line, a commissioner at the Water Reclamation District. Josina, commissioner, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So the goal is to save a million gallons of water this weekend. International Water Day, or World Water Day, I should say, is March 22nd. This is the 19th, so we've got 3 days. We're going to talk gardening coming up. I think that's where I waste a lot of my water because I'm not very specific in watering the plants. You know, you spray a wide area. That's not good, is it?
Yeah, don't water your sidewalk.
Yeah, water the sidewalk, water the street. Not a good idea. But you point out something interesting, that the water we waste or the water we save isn't usually the water we see. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, I think oftentimes when we talk about water conservation, we talk about, turning off the faucet while we brush our teeth or taking shorter showers. We think about the water that we see come out of the faucet, the water that we drink, the water that we touch. But really, the majority of the water that we use in terms of consumption is the water that it takes to make all of the things that we eat, all of the things that we drink, the things that we wear. That's where the majority of our water consumption comes from in this country.
So if we want to save water, well, first of all, this challenge is to save a million gallons of water. Is that just in the Chicago area this weekend?
Yep, just in kind of Cook County region. We have a few people who caught on in other states who are going to participate too, but the goal is for us here in Cook County to save a million gallons of water this World Water Day weekend.
And so to do that, a shorter shower is a great idea, maybe turning the water off when you're brushing your teeth, but I didn't realize that drinking tea instead of coffee could help.
You know, simple, easy choices that we can make every day are ways that we could save hundreds, if not thousands, of gallons of water a day, a week, the amount that we could save a year. So like you said, drinking tea instead of coffee in the morning, start your day off right and save over 50 gallons of water just with a simple change like that.
Now, is that, Commissioner, is that over a year, or that's not just for that one cup of tea?
That's one cup of coffee and one cup of tea.
Really? How does that work?
Yeah.
Just from the water needed to grow the coffee plants, or
the water needed to grow, and then the amount that you use to actually brew a cup of coffee versus the amount that you use to brew a cup of tea.
And so just having one cup of tea could save 58 gallons of water.
Yeah, and other simple choices, like instead of eating beef for one meal, eating chicken or salmon or vegetables instead of beef for one meal. Just one meal out of the meals that we eat in one day can save 500 gallons of water.
Okay, but I'm sorry to sound kind of thick here because I just can't believe it. So you're saying that if tomorrow for dinner I have salmon instead of steak, I will have contributed 500 gallons of water to your goal?
Yeah, so you think about the amount of water that it takes to produce a pound of beef. So the amount of water it takes to water the grass that these cows eat, the amount of water and grass that these cows eat in order to get to the full life cycle to be able to create a pound of beef is in the tens of thousands of gallons of water for, you know, one cow. So then you process that down to 1 pound of beef. It's a huge amount of water. We talk about carbon footprint a lot, right? This is talking about what the water footprint is for the choices that we make. And it's things that you can't even, again, it's water that you can't even see, but so, the amount and the scale of it is huge.
Tell me about a little bit. I mean, water doesn't go away, you know, so if we're, the water's a reusable resource. So what is the point of, and this, I don't mean it to sound as callous as this, but what is the point of saving it? If the water I save here isn't going to get to the drought-stricken areas in Somalia and elsewhere, how am I helping?
Sure. So we are so lucky here in Chicago to live along Lake Michigan, which is one of the Great Lakes that holds 90% of the U.S. water supply, 20% of the world's fresh drinking water. And it's true, we're not going to necessarily give that water to people in other countries, but it is a water source, not just for us here in Chicago, sometimes we think it is, but it is for the entire Great Lakes region, multiple states, provinces in Canada. And yeah, when you drink that water or you use that water and it goes downstream, it's no longer our drinking water source, right? So it goes down, you know, the Mississippi, down to the Gulf of Mexico, which is a dead zone. It has algal blooms. It is no longer a fresh water source. And so while the water still exists, the amount of water on this planet is huge, right? You look at the globe, you think, oh, there's unlimited amount of water, but only 2% of that is fresh drinking water, less than 2%.
Josina Morita is a Water Reclamation District Commissioner. Okay, so if people want to help you with the challenge, where do they go?
You go to www.milliongallonchallenge.com. It's a fun app. It looks like a video game. You pick one of 20 challenges. You see, you know, what the challenge is. Again, eating peanuts instead of almonds can save 1,000 gallons of water. You know, not buying that extra pair of shoes that you may not need during the pandemic can save 1,000 gallons of water. Again, like tea versus coffee. So there's 20 different challenges. You can take as many as you want. You get your own total of how much water you saved this weekend, and it goes towards our collective goal of saving 1 million gallons of water this weekend.
I love it. Commissioner, thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
All right, we're going to hit the garden. We're not going to water the sidewalk, but we're going to go to the garden coming up. First, here's Mary.